Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's so great to be here with you on a hump day episode of the show. Mark Ryan, Lonzo Reitzel, and you as part of the most interactive sports show in the upstate. Awesome to be here with you today. We invite both sides on Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spoitenburg, 1330 AM in Anderson and Clemson. What is up, all parts in between? Malden, Pelzer, Greer, etc. I am talking to you. It is awesome to be here with you guys today, man. Lots of fun, lots of exciting stuff going on behind the scenes here lately. We're all gearing up for football season. That is certainly not that is certainly the case here in this building. Some exciting, fun things going on that I hope to be able to share with you soon. But suffice it to say, folks, the head is swimming. The head is swimming these days with all the things going on and how much I can't wait for the first college football season here in the upstate. To those of you, and I appreciate how much you guys have welcomed me to your area, and I'm forever appreciative of that, but I'd like to ask you, what is the one thing that I could not possibly prepare myself for experiencing a college football season here in the upstate? What is the one thing I'm not ready for about being here? Your thoughts on that are welcome at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show today. That is the number to join us here on the show. So tomorrow on the show, I want to get you ready for this. We are going to be doing What Ed Orgeron Said, Part 2. Tomorrow at 3:20 on the show. So if you got into the previous one, had a ton of fun. Ed Orgeron is, of course, the coach of the LSU Tigers. What is Ed Orgeron saying? We're going to play that game show that's sweeping the upstate tomorrow at 3:20 on the show. Part 2 is coming your way. This was some news. And by the way, Will Pelagic, who's been filling in for Straight Up with Sturge, will be making a very brief cameo about 4 minutes from right now. But some exciting news from this seat that came down the pike yesterday. And that news is, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for something that could potentially make your day? Okay, that could absolutely positively potentially make your day. Here is that news for you, all right? Hard Knocks is coming to HBO. Hard Knocks. College football Hard Knocks is coming to HBO. You're like, Mark, yeah, we already know Hard Knocks is there. I'm watching the season right now with the Raiders. It's fantastic. Guess who's starting at wide receiver right now for the Raiders? Hunter Renfro. Yeah, fifth-round pick Hunter Renfro, starting for the Raiders right now. John Gruden said already looks like a great pick for us. But Hard Knocks, and for those of you who are not familiar with Hard Knocks, I think HBO, look, you got Game of Thrones on HBO. You've got great things like Chernobyl on HBO, great series. But Hard Knocks is the best football show I've ever seen. And it's training camp, but it's so behind the scenes in training camp, and it's a contract through the NFL, so the team has to give the cameras access everywhere. You've got a camera in John Gruden's office. You got a camera when he's cutting people. You got a camera when he's cursing. John Gruden spoke to his team recently and had this soundbite, which I loved.
Everybody right now has dreams, don't they, guys? All right, everybody in the NFL, I have a dream of making it in the NFL. I got a dream of winning a Super Bowl. I got a dream of being in a Pro Bowl. I'm really not into dreams anymore. okay? I'm into nightmares. You guys with me on that? You got to end somebody's dream. You got to take their job. You got to take their heart. Are you guys clear about this NFL now? We're not trying to go to the Peach Bowl. We're not trying to go to the Gator Bowl or the Blue Bonnet Bowl. We're trying to go to the Super Bowl.
Love it. And you get without the bleeps, because Lonzo admirably bleeped those so he could still have this thing called employment. But without the bleeps, it's raw, it's real, it's there, and it's coming to college football. Let's get to Dan, who's up next on the show, wants to chime in. Dan, my first college football season in the upstate, brother. What should I expect here, man?
Well, I'm a lifelong resident of Greenville, and I have small children, so this is important to me. I love college football. Greenville, we used to not have this kind of traffic, but everybody seems to be migrating to Greenville and to the upstate. So I just want to let you know that when Clemson's playing at home and South Carolina is at home and maybe Furman is at home, you can get on Woodruff Road and do whatever you want. You can go anywhere. You can go to Costco. You can go anywhere you need. Now, I know you'll be glued to the TV or you'll be at a game. I'm just letting you
maybe
know.
Maybe not.
That's one thing that I look forward to. I really look forward to that day when Clemson's at home, South Carolina's at home. I tell my wife, I'm going to Costco. I'm going to get so much done today. That's all I wanted to mention, if that's important to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, Dan, I absolutely love hearing that. Well,
I'm starting
to be an upstate snob with the traffic, with the quote-unquote traffic that you guys, that we all really don't have here. But it is somewhat annoying when you're just trying to get lunch on Woodruff Road at 12:20, and you end up, and you have a 1 o'clock show, and you end up rolling back to the office at 12:50 because you couldn't move. Right? You couldn't move. So, Woodruff Road is wide open.
A little more.
Furman and South Carolina and Clemson are all playing at home. While the cat's away, the mice will play, ladies and gentlemen.
A little more advice. Stay off the freeway, though. If it's a Clemson home game and they're heading this way, just pull off and get out of the way and let them go. Because they're very erratic and they're in a hurry to get to where they're going to wait for 2 hours before they get to park. They're in a hurry to get there. Same going the other way.
Okay.
Heading towards Columbia. Just get out of the way. So you got to time your freeway travel.
So do not do the upstate's number one pet peeve, which we crowned in March as part of our March Madness bracket, right? We should not be the slow driver in the fast lane.
Especially if you are sporting the flag of the other team.
Okay. So especially if you're supporting the flag of the other. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. But you can have free access to all these great shops down here in Woodruff Road. Lonzo, for the life of me, there's one thing, and I love it here. I think this area is absolutely amazing. And if I am blessed to call this area home for the next however many years, I want to be here as long as they'll have me. And I want to make that abundantly clear. I don't understand for the life of me why we have a different town name every 5 minutes. Okay. Every 5 minutes. Oh, welcome to Simpsonville. What? Five Forks. Got to be careful how you say that one on the radio. I don't give Five Forks. No, I love it. Greer, Pelzer, Lonzo, yesterday, what was I asking you? We were looking at shows for the pregame show that we're doing, the college football kickoff, and I'm like, what are these towns?
You wanted to know where Seneca was.
What's that?
You wanted to know where Pickens was.
What is that?
And they're just towns around Clemson.
They're towns? Okay.
Yeah.
But why do we have different town names every 5 minutes? Why can't the whole area just be Greenville? And, you know, you keep all the town names in their suburbs of Greenville. I don't understand why there's I got to know a different town name easily. Well, it's not very easy and easily because I'm just right down the road and now I got a different town name already.
See, I don't think that's as bad as the fact that one road can have five names. And case in point, Garlington Road, when you go across the street, is no longer Garlington Road. You know that, right?
No.
As soon as you cross the street, it's Miller Road.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Well, then we also got Roper Mountain and Verde. You know, you take a right, it's Roper Mountain. You take a left, it's Verde coming up here. You guys probably know what I'm talking about. Listen to this, right? I'm cool with the roads, man, because I just go straight. If I go straight here, eventually I figure out where the heck I am. I don't understand why there's a different town name every 5 minutes that you're driving. I've never been around a place like that.
But wait till someone tells you to go to Highway 101, which exists everywhere in South Carolina.
Okay, so let's just call it Greenville. And everybody can have their suburb names.
All these people will get mad at you about that because they like having their small town.
Okay, well, 5 minutes down the road, now you're in Five Forks. 5 minutes down the road, now you're in Malden. It's confusing. It's confusing, man. Will Pelagic joins the show right now, surprise guest here today. And Will, what do you make of this whole thing?
Great to join your program today, Mark. This is Will Pelagic, and hopefully I can offer a different perspective and avoid adjudication. And on the program today, going to get to some anti-disestablishmentarianism on the program. So great to be joining you, and always happy to provide a different perspective.
Well, Will, thank you very much, but I didn't really get an answer to my question there, Will. Folks, I'm working. Will Pelagic.
A lot of big words in there. Right?
A lot of big words on the show. True story. He was interviewing Dabo Swinney a couple times, and Dabo Swinney made a funny face at him. Will was in the press room because Dabo didn't understand the words that Will was using here. Okay, so, imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. I'm working on an impression right now, ladies and gentlemen, of Will Pelagic, who is filling in admirably for Straight Up with Sturge.
I just want to point out that he's a lot bigger than you. I don't know if you noticed that. He's kind of a big guy.
Has that ever stopped me from confronting you?
No, it hasn't.
Okay. So, Lonzo.
But Will has his gleam in his eye. I could see him just going psycho any time.
You hear that, Will? Lonzo could see you going psycho at any time.
I said something the wrong way yesterday. His head turned like The Exorcist real quick, and I was like, uh-oh.
Really? So, you did say something yesterday. It didn't come out right. Will also be making a cameo at the top of the 2 o'clock hour and at the top of the 3 o'clock hour today. So thanks for Will for being available to us.
Great sport.
All hours of the day today. I'm working on that impression. Lonzo, first attempt out of the box. How did I do?
You went overly New York, but we've noticed that he does that. Yesterday we noticed it especially. So, yeah, but you need to work in a few more bigger words in there. You don't quite have enough yet.
I don't have enough yet. No, I tried to jam as many into 20 seconds as I possibly could.
Get out the dictionary, the thesaurus, something.
Okay, so Lonzo, I need to share this, guys. Does my voice remind you guys of anybody? When I'm talking on the show, does it remind you of anybody? Because when I was, Will is doing some shows now for the station I used to work at in Atlanta as well. And when I worked at that station, a few people there, it started to make the connection. People thought I sounded like Jerry Seinfeld on that show. But why are we not doing this? So, ladies, I'm curious, if you listen to the show, does my voice remind you of anybody? Okay, and I have a little clip from Jerry Seinfeld here. Does my voice, when I'm going into a rant, when I'm animated, do I sound at all like this chap?
Here you are, Thanksgiving. Thank you for doing this. This means a lot to us in here and everyone watching.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Do you enjoy Thanksgiving?
I love. It's the greatest holiday. You know, of course, you have to mix in the subjugation of the Native American culture that just so depressing, what happened. We have to acknowledge that. So we're happy and everyone loves Thanksgiving. But let's remember, it's an absolute horror. It's a horror of what happened. But the warmth of it is irresistible. The warmth and the horror of this day.
So it is a combination.
It's a comet like life itself.
It's a combination.
Warm and wonderful underneath horror and tragedy.
Okay, Lonzo, do you detect any Jerry Seinfeld in me? Ladies and gentlemen, do you detect any Jerry Seinfeld in me when I'm doing my speech? Okay.
No, here's the reason why. Because Jerry hits some high notes here and there. You don't do that.
But why, Lonzo? Why?
Yeah, but you're doing that on purpose. Normally, you don't do that. You actually get deeper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hit
those low bass notes.
Okay. Well, do thank Will Pelagic very much for joining the program here in the early part of the show. And thanks in advance, Will, for joining the program at the top of the 2 o'clock hour and at the top of the 3 o'clock hour as well. We greatly appreciate that. All right. Coming your way. Coming your way next. What team would you most like to see on college football's version of Hard Knocks, and why I believe this is going to be such a fantastic addition to HBO. I'm so fired up about this, man. We are approaching college football season. Also on the show today, the next in the line of great Clemson wide receivers, takeaways from ESPN's list of college football's top 50 players, Cole Bryson with a high school football preview in the area, and what is the resume of a national champion in college football? All still to come on the most interactive sports show here in the Upstate. You're Offsides, where we hear both sides, right here on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Hump Day edition of the show. We're tiptoeing ever so more closely to that glorious day where toe meets leather. 10 days from right now, ladies and gentlemen, can you believe it? The Florida Gators against the Miami Hurricanes. Lonzo, an early handicap in that one. Make the right choice, Lonzo. Make the right choice.
Well, Florida's going to win this game. Miami's overrated.
Thank you.
It pains
Thank you
me
very
to
much.
Say.
Thank you very much. Miami is in the top 25 of Phil Steele's power poll, which is, you know, his ranking of the merits of each team in the country. He's got Miami number 22 and Florida number 8. Florida's a 7.5-point favorite in that game. And I'm nervous. I'm honestly nervous because Clemson plays in the ACC and Miami has the best front seven defensively in the ACC, also per Phil Steele. So to a quarterback, Felipe Franks, that oftentimes scuffles around out there, I don't know if you want to be playing the best front seven, a better front seven than Clemson possesses the first game of the year. Let's get to Kenneth, who's been hanging patiently on the line. Kenneth, thanks for the call, brother. How are you, man?
Hey, what's going on? Y'all doing all right?
I'm doing great, man. Always good to hear from you, man. What's happening?
Yeah, I wanted to chime in about the city of Greenville.
Did I do a good job
about
with the will?
About 30 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, about 30 years ago, the upstate was mostly mill towns, mill villages.
Okay.
I think before that time, everybody wanted their own identity. So and rather than be called Greenville, I want to be called Simpsonville. I think that's what happened, and everybody wants their own identity. They don't want to be, say they live in the city. They say, no, I live in Simpsonville or Five Forks. But if you go outside the city, because I was in the Navy, you'll say, I live in Greenville. And people still say, where that's at? Is that Greenville, North Carolina? I think it's an identity thing.
Well, first of all, we need to just wipe Greenville, North Carolina off the map, okay? They are our redheaded stepsister, okay? Everyone can understand that. Everyone acknowledges that. There's no point in Greenville, North Carolina ever to exist outside of confusing people, okay? But what you're teaching me, Kenneth, here is the new guy in town. What you're teaching me here is what I hope will happen is actually kind of happening. So to people out of town, people, if you live in Five Forks, Simpsonville, Greer, Pelzer, you just say, I live in Greenville, right?
Right. If you go outside, because a lot of people wouldn't know where Five Forks or Simpsonville
okay.
is, but they might know Greenville is getting recognized now.
Well, and I believe that
Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, I know. See, in a town like Jacksonville, they have their little suburbs. I'm a fan of everybody having the suburbs, but I think the whole area, Easley, Anderson, all parts in between should be part of Greenville. They should be suburbs of Greenville. It's just so – I'm just so not used to it when, like, hey, you know, we're right here on Woodruff Road. Go two blocks and you're in Simpsonville. Go two blocks and you're in Five Forks. What?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in Greenville. I didn't even change my road. What do you mean I'm in a different town now? Somebody said, have you been to Greer yet? No, I haven't been to Greer yet. Then I went to Greer, and guess what I found, Kenneth? It looked the same as – Greenville. You know what I mean? It was exactly the same as Greenville there. So I'm like, why are we calling it Greer? Why are we calling it Malden? Malden is part of Greenville. I'm very confused here. I'm highly confused here, Kenneth, and I don't know what to do about it.
And I understand. It's just like the city of Jacksonville. Land-wise, it's real big, but it's not considered a major market as far as sports. But population-wise, inside the city is bigger than Miami, but metro-wise, Miami is a much bigger city.
So yeah,
with Atlanta and Charlotte.
The truth about Jacksonville is this, guys, and this, Kenneth: Jacksonville, landmass-wise, is the largest city in the country. Okay, so but it's so spread out; it's so spread out, and nobody lives there. Right? You have a real small downtown, and it's the landmass is massive. But you've got all, it's kind of country there. It's kind of feels country. It's not all that dissimilar from here with Greenville as the hub, and you have more rural suburbs surrounding it. But I love the whole area. Kenneth, thanks for giving me education on the area here, man. I really do appreciate it. I think Kenneth is on point there, Lonzo. I really do.
He is. I mean, you'll learn the lay of the land when you get here for a while, unless you're like me and don't go anywhere. But you actually go places, so.
I do. I most certainly do. Folks, Hard Knocks is coming to HBO, College Football Edition. Here's who they're considering having on. So which of these programs do you want to see total behind-the-scenes information of? Do you want – and you know I'm a huge fan of this because our show's all about transparency. I drive Lonzo batty because of the fact that whatever he says off the air, I bring on the air. I say there's no difference between an off-air conversation and an on-air conversation.
Which is why it's very silent here now.
Lonzo's learned the hard way, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, the four schools under consideration for Hard Knocks right now from HBO are Alabama, Arizona State, Penn State, and Washington State. Those are the four. I think Penn State behind the scenes could be really interesting just to see the continued fallout from Joe Paterno and James Franklin trying to turn the page there. I think that's very compelling. I think there's no snowball's chance in hell that Nick Saban would ever authorize the level of transparency and authenticity that HBO demands. He's never going to give you that. You're never going to be in his meeting when he's yelling at his assistant coaches because I think a lot of what you would see may border on verbal abuse. Arizona State's known for having gorgeous co-eds at that particular campus. And in Washington State, there's your winner right there. It's Washington State, and it's Mike Leach, and it's the most entertaining coach in all of college football. But, folks, I think this would be fantastic because we're used to having that level of transparency in the NFL. We're used to having NFL films with the guys mic'd on the sidelines. But do you have any idea how frustrating it is to cover college sports as a member of the media? Here's what they let you show. Here's what they show you. The same things that you guys see. We have very little inside information. When they let the media into practice here, here's what they do. They stretch. Then when they're not stretching anymore, you get kicked out of practice. So, you know, I've been to an NFL practice. I can watch the plays. We've seen NFL films, and we can watch, players mic'd up on the sidelines, coaches mic'd up on the sidelines. We never, ever get that level of transparency here in college football. We never get that level of transparency. So, for me, I would line up to watch that show. I'm watching Hard Knocks with the Oakland Raiders right now. I think there's never been a better team to be on that show. I think it's fascinating. I think John Gruden is interesting. Antonio Brown's on that show. But Hard Knocks coming to college football, can you believe it? I mean, Lonzo, I would be transfixed at my screen, man.
See, here's the thing. Out of the four, I think Arizona State would get it because of Herm Edwards and because of all his media background and all that kind of stuff. I think he would – I think because of him, I want to see him or I want to see Leach. I don't want to see Saban. I don't want to know behind the scenes there.
I bet you wouldn't like what you saw.
I
bet Alabama wouldn't want you to see what
it looks
like behind the scenes.
I bet it would look a lot like what my high school was like as far as the coaches yelling and all that kind of stuff. So, no, I don't want to see that. I think the first one they do, they're going to go either for really weird, which is Leach, or for inspirational, which is Herm Edwards.
So this is from one of the best consultants in the sports radio business. His name is Jason Barrett. He writes about this. The show is expected to follow many of the same beats of the NFL-focused version of Hard Knocks that has aired for 14 seasons on HBO. There will almost certainly have to be some changes, though. NCAA rules would likely prohibit a truly all-access look at these programs, particularly when it comes to showing the coaching staffs dealing with high school recruits, that you might not be able to show that. According to Theo Lawson of the Spokesman Review, HBO is planning to film at Washington State during the season. Hoo-wah. The college football version of Hard Knocks does not have an air date and hasn't even officially been announced. Filming during the season would suggest that this show may debut after college football's regular season ends in early December. You know, Last Chance U on Netflix, they've gotten into this reality football show as well. They had a guy, Ronald Ollie, who is now in training camp with the Raiders. So poor Ollie has to go from one reality show at junior college now to another reality show with the Oakland Raiders. And of course, HBO, they're focusing on him and his challenge and his fight to make the team. Because if you've watched Last Chance U on Netflix, you're following these guys. It's the biggest what happened, where are they now story, right? Where are these guys right now? Ronald Ollie made it to a tryout with the Raiders. Great for him. But we're all rooting for the guy to make the team, man. And, these behind the scenes, to get behind the scenes in these sports, these teams we love, man. It is such a treat, man. As a fan, it is absolutely such a treat as a fan, and it's something I would line up. I would absolutely line up to watch. All right, coming up next on the show, what are the biggest problems plaguing college football today? We will tackle some of those, and we will do so next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, this show where we give you both sides, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Hope you guys are having a great hump day. Let's check Twitter where our policy is. If you're following us, we will get to your tweets on the air. At ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. We are Offsides, where you hear both sides of every argument, where we welcome both sides of every argument. Sports and Culture says, Mark, you're not ready for easily traffic going to Clemson. What does that mean, Lonzo? Easily traffic. It's easy, so it shouldn't be very difficult there. Sports, I don't understand what's going on there. I really don't get it.
Listen, it's indescribable. He's right. I mean, trying to get to Clemson, it's going to be fun.
Okay. At SC Ryan Frick, I'm so glad Mark brought up the town every 5 minutes thing. I've been here since 2012, and it was the first thing I noticed, not to mention the entire area feels like one giant circle. You can get anywhere you want from anywhere you are in 10 minutes. Isn't that awesome? SC Ryan Frick, I mean, isn't that awesome? I love that about this place. Like, literally, if I go 10 minutes to the west, is that the west? If I go 10 minutes to the west, I hit two different towns from Greenville. If I go 10 minutes to the east, what do I hit first, Lonzo, going this way? Do I hit Simpsonville first and then Five Forks? Do I hit Five Forks first and then Simpsonville? And then Duncan somewhere down there, too?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you're pointing different directions, and your east and west are backwards.
Thank
and
you.
It's, yeah.
Thank just, you. Thank you, Lonzo. I have no idea, but it's amazing.
It's like
to
watching
me.
A spinning weather vane. I have no idea.
And Kenneth gave us the background of that. Like, Kenneth gave us the background on why they do the zoning that way.
I think another problem is, you know, I come from a fairly big city. So do you, and so does the guy who texted in. And you're used to the city being bigger and all the counties being bigger. This is a smaller state, so everything's more condensed. And I just think it's more noticeable because of that.
It is, man. But you're on the same road. I'm on Woodruff Road, and now I'm in Five Forks, and now I'm in Simpsonville, and now I'm in Duncan. I've never seen anything like that. Okay, Lonzo, let's check on the text line here. What are the texters saying?
All right, first of all, ESPN. I don't think your voice sounds like Jerry. That's someone saying you don't sound like Jerry.
I don't sound like Jerry Seinfeld to you, huh?
Greenville is a city, but Greenville is also the county in which Simpsonville and Greer are part of.
Greenville is also the county. That's also correct. But can we Kenneth said when you to people who aren't from here, even if people live in Simpsonville or Five Forks, they say I live in Greenville. Can we just adopt Greenville as the big city in this area, and then, you know, Simpsonville can be a suburb.
See,
Five
here's
Forks
the problem.
Can be a suburb.
You have a Yankee mentality, as I've been
Excuse
told
me.
That I have. You have a,
Excuse
it
me.
Doesn't matter where you're from. If you're not here, you're a Yankee, and you want to come in here and change things, just adapt or go back home. That is the attitude of everyone here.
Okay, well, I'll adapt then because I really like it here. Okay, I'll adapt very quickly.
All right, one more. You couldn't do that Hard Knocks show at Clemson because Dabo would have to figure out how to hide the money he's paying the players.
Now, that's a very hurtful thing to say, Lonzo. Who would say that?
I don't know.
Why would somebody say that, Lonzo?
So you're trying to imply that a Gamecock fan said that.
I think that's pretty obvious, don't you?
Well, not necessarily.
You don't think that's obvious?
There's a lot of people that don't like
Clemson. I think that's more than obvious. I think that's beyond
when
obvious.
When you're the
here
champ,
on the
you're going to get punches thrown at you.
By the way, Cole Bryson with a high school area preview coming your way at 2 p.m. here. Guess where Cole Bryson is right now? Most beautiful beach in the world, Destin, Florida. Destin, Florida, my old stomping grounds. Destin, Florida.
I've never been to Florida. I know you're not shocked.
I'm not. You've never been to Falls Park on the Reedy, Lonzo. Why would I be shocked you haven't been to Florida?
I don't think I would compare the two.
I would. One is right here. You got to go. And here's why you got to go to the Destin beaches, right? I lived on Okaloosa Island, which is right there as well. It's only 6 hours away, Lonzo. And the best beaches in Florida are closer to you here than they are to a majority of people living in Florida. Right? So I'm telling you, they're the very best beaches in Florida. Okay. I want to get to this now, kind of a big topic on the show today. And I'm looking at some of the problems that are plaguing college football today. If I asked you to give me the hierarchy of the problems plaguing college football, what would you say? At 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number.
And I get it. Like, I sound like Walter Matthau, Jack Lemmon in the movie Grumpy Old Men, because, you know, and I'm an old soul, and there's no doubt about it. And sometimes I tend to struggle with change. I don't struggle with change when it comes to moving. I've moved so many times that I've become very adaptable. But in terms of changing something I love, boy, you've got to sell me on changing something I love, man. You've got to change me on. I'll give you a perfect example of that, okay? I was in the dentist this morning, Lonzo, and thank God the numbness is just starting to wear off, okay? I was in the dentist this morning.
So that's why you're drooling.
That is why I'm drooling. Correct, sir. They put on 2 weeks ago, Lonzo, a temporary crown, right? The temporary crown that they put on made the tooth feel better than it has in 10 years. This tooth that I have. They fixed the problem with the tooth with a temporary crown. So they're supposed to put on the regular crown today, and I talked them out of it. I just said, hey, can I just roll with this thing? Like, hey, I know what you're saying, guys. It's like a spare tire, right? You got to roll with a spare tire for a while. Can I just roll with a spare tire until I can't ride the spare tire anymore? Because that's what I want to do with this thing. I don't want you to mess with perfect. What you guys did with this tooth makes it perfect, right? I don't like changes on things that are great, things that are perfect. I hate it. And college football to me has been my sanctuary in sports for my entire life. It has been my escape. I get jacked up for Saturday, college football. Saturday is what I get wound up for, and Sunday is what I wind down to. And if you look at the lineups in college football, I remember last year there was one particular Saturday where my choices were the Bengals and the Ravens, whoop-diddy-flip, or the Patriots and the Dolphins. That was my choice. Or the college football the day before, I got 7 overtimes, Texas A&M against LSU, right? There were great games lining the docket all day long. Or you can watch Tom Brady against the Miami Dolphins. Whoop-diddy-do. And I think in that game you had the exciting Hail Mary that took place, or the laterals back and forth that beat the Patriots at the very end of the game. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me. The lineups that the NFL gives you pale in comparison to what college gives you at each and every time slot now, right? So in my opinion, and we're going to tackle some of these over the course of the show today, in my opinion, some of the issues plaguing college football today are paying players, other professional leagues, alcohols at games, transfer portals, and attendance. All of these problems are plaguing college football today. Lonzo, when I list those to you, attendance, paying players, other professional leagues, alcohol at games, and the transfer portals, which ones, if you rank those 1 to 5, which are the biggest problems plaguing college football today? At 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307 as well.
I think number one is attendance. I mean, as far as players being paid, are you talking under the table or are you talking about being paid over the table?
When I think of the problems
The table has been happening for years.
When I think of the problems plaguing college football, in some order, you have alcohol at games and or leading to ejections, attendance, paying players, other professional leagues and what that could do to the recruiting system and what that could do to the quality of play, and then the transfer portal. You know, to me, these are the biggest problems plaguing college football today, but they're all plaguing college football from a different direction. They really are. But to you, attendance is number one on that list.
Closely seconded by transfer portal, because I don't like free agency in college football. But attendance, that butts and seats is what they care about most. And the fact that that's starting to dwindle, that's a problem even in the best programs. If you can't get people out to Clemson when they're national champs, how do you expect to get someone out to Missouri or someplace like that?
And truth be told, both major fan bases in this area have been reasons to criticize both. South Carolina, you guys know, if you listen to the show, lead the nation in ejections. They also lead the nation in ejections per 1,000 fans. 0.9 fans, or roughly one fan out of every 1,000 fans at Williams-Brice Stadium, gets ejected. I still have not heard a satisfactory reason as to why South Carolina leads the nation in ejections. Clemson, on the other hand, won the national championship, didn't sell out one game last year. That's from the Clemson fans. That's inexcusable. You can't do that, right? You've got to sell. I mean, you've got the best product in college football. But I say that, and when I say that, I'm a hypocrite because I love the TV viewing experience. I loathe getting stuck in traffic, having to park 2 miles away. Now I'm walking 2 miles in 95 degree heat. Now by the time I actually get to my seat, I'm exhausted and wish I was home. I don't like a lot of the things that all the hustle and bustle that comes along with going to a game. At home in 8 hours, I can watch 3 football games. If I go to a game, 8 hours is 1 football game. And it takes up your whole day. It's a whole day affair. You're dropping $150, $200. You're exhausted. And all of those factors, not to mention millennial behavior being less passionate about sports, more into technology, more into their phones, shorter attention spans, right? I can't get over how many times I'm at a concert or I'm at a football game or I'm at a basketball game, and the people are missing everything that's going on right in front of them because they're buried in their phones. And I'm guilty as charged here as well. You know, my phone time, it gives me this, it shames me, my phone does. They give me this weekly screen time report every Sunday. And my average daily phone time last week was 7.5 hours. 7.5 hours, man. What the hell am I doing with my life? See what it's done to us? And that all of that stuff affects attendance in college football. It really, really does. All right. Coming your way next. The next in the line of great Clemson wide receivers is, I'll tackle that question for you next, only on the show that gives you both sides of every argument. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Folks, Clemson is wide receiver U, and there's no doubt about that. And it's not just, you know, it's not just how they are in college, right? It's what they've done at the next level. And I don't know why, but at the NFL level, Sammy Watkins has kind of been tagged with the bus label, and I think he's great. And if you looked at his numbers when he played last year, when he's healthy, that's just it. The dude can't stay healthy. There's a lot of Percy Harvin in Sammy Watkins. The guy's got otherworldly ability. You talk about Percy Harvin, no one uses the word bust with Percy Harvin because you saw what he was able to do on the football field, right? But Sammy Watkins just needs to stay healthy. Mike Williams, and then you also got DeAndre Hopkins, who in my opinion is the best wide receiver in the entire National Football League. So there's no doubt about it. And then when you look at Justin Ross and T. Higgins on this team, and now you can put three receivers, you can start 3 wide receivers at Clemson that are all 6'4 and taller, I think that's something else. But in my opinion, the next in the great line of wide receivers is Joseph Nada, freshman with Dabo Sweeney in Clemson. Here's what Dabo says about him. Special. As hard a worker as I've ever been around, seniors included. I've never had a senior work harder. He's one of the most focused, committed young people I've ever seen. Amazing to watch him work. Loves to be coached. Loves to learn. He's a sponge. Loves to soak up knowledge. And then he applies it. He's special. Joseph Nada. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. The next in the long line, the long lineage of outstanding Clemson wide receivers. And I don't think he's going to redshirt this year, despite the fact that he's a true freshman. All right, we are going to give you a high school football preview of our area with Cole Bryson next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.